You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
You know, I know right now it's kind of a crazy time right now for everybody, whether you're working or retired. You know, we're kind of seeing the market's doing okay. A lot of speculation. Is the market going to have one of the biggest recessions we've ever seen here in 2024? Also being an election year, a lot of skepticism of, are we going to see a lot of volatility? Do you have folks calling you slightly in a panic just over the market talk and the election talk? How's that going?
Yeah, both of them. A lot of people are wondering what my thoughts are on the market. And I said, you know, there's some of the people that we listen to, like Harry Dent. He's followed the baby boomers' spending habits over the years. He called the 2008 crashes. He's called other things. He's missed a few, just like everybody. Nobody's 100% perfect on their calls out there. What if the market crashes sometime this year like they're expecting? Are you prepared for it? The way we plan for our clients' retirement, we plan the worst-case scenario. So if the market crashes, you're not going to be affected. People that retired over, let's say, 3 years ago, and then this market came down and it stayed down, and they're having to live off of the shares or whatever their lower dividends or, you know, whatever it might be, it's hurting them. If they're pulling out shares to sell to live off of, there's less shares to come back. And whenever you're doing it on a down market, you're maybe selling 1.5 or 2 times the amount of shares that you have to live off of. So there's even less to come back. So retirement planning is something that has to be done different than accumulation planning. You think about it. In accumulation planning, the markets, you know, you've heard of the dollar cost averaging. You're putting money in the market, whether it's up or low on a regular basis, every pay. And that really works for you on the accumulation side. Now, whenever you start to go into retirement, it works against you whenever you start having to sell off 1.5 to 2 times the shares, or depending on how your situation is set up. So we set up income that is not based off of market gains, and it helps you down the road whenever the markets go up. But when the markets go down, you're not affected. I mean, retirement, you can't afford to lose principal in retirement. And in most cases, sometimes we'll get clients in here, they don't need their money. So then it's done differently. But clients that need the money in retirement, we have to plan it a certain way. And you also not only have to look at the money, you've got to look at all the things. You know, we talk about the bad things that haven't happened yet. You have to look at all those things that can happen in your retirement. If you're not talking to your advisor about long-term care, if you're not talking to them about higher taxes coming up possibly, if you're not talking to them about how to pay for my health care, you know, Fidelity says that the average couple is going to spend $315,000 in health care. Another study I saw, and I can't remember which one it was over $400,000 for retirees over 65 on healthcare. How are you set up? Do you have any leverage involved to where you have to spend less out of your principal and pay for your healthcare needs? As many as 70% of us are going to need some kind of care, long-term care in retirement. 70%. Mm. So remember Clint Eastwood, he said, you know, you feeling lucky? You know, 70%, 7 out of 10. That's almost 3/4, 3 out of 4 people are going to need some kind of long-term care. Mm-hmm. How are you preparing for that? Or are you just hoping it's not going to happen to you? So basically, you have to work with an advisor that understands retirement in depth, the aging process, we say, what happens to you as you get older, and the needs that you're going to have down the road. If you don't have those addressed in your plan, you don't have a good, strong retirement plan. So if you'd like to sit down and see what a retirement plan looks like or should look like, and see if maybe you're missing something. I mean, when do you want to find out if you're missing something? Before it happens or after it happens?
Exactly.
You know, if you want to find out before, give us a call. We'll sit down with you at no charge and create a plan for you and see if what we say makes sense. Give us a call and say, I want to talk about a retirement plan.
A little more talk here about income and, of course, you know, making sure that we have a withdrawal strategy, because we've all heard of this 4% rule. You know, it suggests that people who are retiring, they can withdraw 4% of their savings to pay expenses in that first year. Each year after that, they can withdraw the same percentage adjusted to inflation. But Kevin, I have to ask, is the 4% even a valid strategy at this point, and is it for everybody?
Well, you know, if you talk to a lot of brokers, they say the 4% rule should get you through retirement. And the bottom line is, as many as 34% of the people, it doesn't work for. Like I mentioned earlier, if you were retired, you know, say 3 or 4 years ago, and the previous crash happens, or a bigger crash happens, it's going to super affect your retirement. It could ruin your retirement. So you have to look at that. Does the 4% rule work? Well, if it's maybe on an up market and stuff like that, it'll work. But if there's a crash, it could have a big effect on it. At one point, they said they dropped it down to around 3%. They said the 3% rule. Then they said, some people are out there saying, oh, if you can make 12% on your money, you can take out 10% a year. Well, we know that won't work because of the sequence of returns. So you have to look and see what works for your situation, your risk tolerance, your comfort zone, and then that's what you have to run with. But you can't understand those things unless they're explained to you. And in most cases, the people that come in here have never had those things explained to them in the depth that we do. And then they can say, okay, now it makes sense. Now I can see why I might want to go this way or I might want to go that way. So before you retire, usually we like to start with people at least 5 years ahead of time and start getting them on a plan, give them an idea how much they have to save, just getting them on track. This 4% rule may work, it may not work, but it could work better for you if you aren't in something that goes up and down. You know, the yearly interest rate changes, you have to address that in mm-hmm. your retirement. You may want to have some different buckets to pull from in retirement instead of just using one bucket to pull your money from. You may want to have different places to pull your money from so that in the market drops, you might want to pull your money from this place. When the market's going crazy, you might want to pull it from this group of investments. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have that. You've got to take longevity risk into control, like I had mentioned before. You've got a plan for the bad that hasn't happened. If you aren't having those discussions, you need to give us a call.
Well, and also something that, you know, you just talked about here, having different buckets of money. You have always heard the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The same goes for when it comes to creating an income stream in retirement, right? We don't want to have everything in one basket because if everything falls down, everything goes down. And we want to make sure we have our money in different buckets, different strategies, different ideas to kind of pull from when needed. And you talked about longevity here, inflation that's very real. We're all still living the high inflation that we're seeing right now, high interest rates on different things. A lot of us struggling to keep up, even when we continue to get that check every 2 weeks. I know that can send a lot of fear for those that are retired going, well, I don't have extra income coming in. And how do I keep up with prices at the grocery store? And, you know, my credit card's out of control with the interest rates. I mean, how do you factor in all these different moving parts when the paycheck stops?
Well, that comes into a good plan. You know, right now in the county I live in, they raised part of our real estate taxes by 32%. That's going to hurt a lot of people. And they say it's only $10 a month. Well, you don't pay it monthly in most cases. You're going to pay it annually. It's $120. Then they put on some other kind of tax. You've got to look at all the taxes you're going to pay in retirement. Taxes will probably go up in the future. I don't know if anybody thinks differently, but taxes will probably go up in the future because how else are we going to get out of debt? So when taxes go up, what happens? You have less money to spend. Currently, our real estate taxes out here are going up. So what's that mean? The people that are on a limited budget or you know, they just don't have a lot of money coming in every month, they have less money to spend. Taxes are scheduled to go up January 1st of 2026. You're going to have less money to spend. So you have to take that into consideration. So, and you also have to learn sequence of return. What happens with your income whenever the markets go down, when it goes up, and how those sequences work on your particular situation.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach, NPN Insurance License Number 204-6422. 27.